You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at Site Village Scotland 2025 and we're joined by Humanware. Hello.
Hi, it's Sarah Meakin here from Humanware.
So lots of tablets here sitting on this table. Can you give us a bit of a rundown as to what they do?
So this is our range of digital magnifiers. So this is our range of Explores. Now the Explores vary in size from a 5-inch screen, so a small 5-inch handheld. Then we go to an 8 and then we have a 12 as well. So that's our range of Explore magnifiers, where you can increase and decrease the level of magnification, change the contrast. The 8 and the 12 also have an inbuilt distance magnifier as well.
Now there's an AI element to this, as it seems to be for a lot of technology at the moment. Can you go into Hark AI a little bit, please?
The Hark AI, yeah, absolutely. That's on the stand next to us. So the Hark AI doesn't have any magnification. It's been designed to be very simple and easy to use. So as soon as you place a piece of text down, it's going to read that out aloud. We have now included the additional feature of AI as an option. And with AI, that means that you can ask it to read out handwriting. It can give image descriptions. It can translate barcodes, and it can even translate from one language into another.
How important is it for something like AI, which has come on leaps and bounds in the past, 2-3 years, to be involved in accessible technology?
Well, it's obviously really important. AI with the Hark reader just elevates it to that next level. So we've always been asked about handwriting, and it's always been a thing of, no, we don't have anything that can read handwriting because of the variations in everybody's handwriting. But now with AI, that is indeed possible. So it is, in this instance, a fantastic addition, AI.
And with this being a new addition to the lineup as well, seeing what AI can not only do now, but do a few years down the road, what are some things that you'd like to see added?
Well, we'll have to wait and see, but we do have our Stellar Trek that also has certain elements of AI, so things like pedestrian crossing detection and traffic light detection. That's on the way, so that'll be exciting to see how that portrays.
Now, there's loads and loads of exhibitors here at Site Village. Apart from your good selves, is there anybody else that you're looking forward to going and spending some time at their booth?
Look round. I've noticed that there's a new glide navigation that looks quite interesting, so I'll definitely be interested in that if we get a chance to have a go of that.
Brilliant stuff. Well, thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.